chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant popping it in slow after 5 p.m. on a beautiful Thursday night with Steve Winwood. Roll with it on Max FM.
My name was Sega, but I ain't going out like no punk. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Max FM.
You
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. That means Concerts on the Square. We're going to be on the courthouse lawn tonight at 7 p.m. It'll be David Hecht and the Who Dad. They play American roots music, R&B, reggae, Latin, funk, and more. They're a quartet with the finest musicians in the Midwest. So get over to the courthouse lawn for Concerts on the Square tonight. It's going to be a beautiful night, 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, the Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Go over to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll let you know who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. If you miss them on Saturday, they will be back on Wednesday. Same time, same place. Coming up, we will look at sports news by Don Henley on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The University of Wisconsin announcing today that former Badger football All-American and current athletic director Chris McIntosh signed a five-year contract extension that allows him to keep running the department through at least 2029. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The extension also bumps his salary from $1 million a year to $1.45 million with annual $50,000 escalator clauses. Matchup set for the 2024 Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, which runs December 28th and 29th at Fiserv Forum. UConn squares off against Alaska Fairbanks. Wisconsin will face Ferris State in the semifinals. Brewers off today following a 4-1 road trip to Minnesota and Chicago. They're back home for six straight starting tomorrow night with the first of a three-game set against Miami. The Brewers also signing 19-year-old Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewers slugger Prince Fielder. Jaden Fielder went undrafted in the 2024 MLB draft. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back. it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Gonna drive you home tonight. Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you?
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep the whole chunk gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to request music and win contests. Here are the Bengals on Max FM.
Egyptian.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
A new love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. Inside Out 2 is up to $1.462 billion worldwide, making it the highest-grossing animated movie of all time. The previous champ was Frozen 2, and that was $1.451 billion. Let's take a look at the top 10. Coming in at number 10 is Finding Dory, $1.028 billion. Despicable Me 3, that's $1.034 billion. Number 8, Toy Story 3, $1.066 billion. And Toy Story 4 came in at 7, $1.073 billion. Now Minions came in at number 6 at $1.159 billion. Incredibles 2 is $1.242 billion. Number 4 was Frozen at $1.29 billion. Number 3 kind of surprises me. That was a Super Mario Brothers movie, $1.3 billion. And number 2, that was knocked out of number 1. Frozen 2, $1.453 billion. That is a lot of people going to see those movies. And, you know, Finding Dory, I was glad to see that on the list. The Toy Story movies, 3 and 4 being on there, but not having the original Toy Story or Toy Story 2. That one surprises me. But, wow, that is a huge amount of money for the movies. You know, it's a great time of year to see those when it gets a little too warm out as well. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather and music by Los Lobos on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Take a short drive to big savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Highs climb to the mid-80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. This song seems very appropriate today for other reasons. I'm just kind of laughing about as much as my phone was ringing. Here's Billy Squire, Everybody Wants You on Max FM.